from Victoria's racing heartland, the show dedicated to keeping Victoria country racing strong. Welcome to Coffee Country with Harry Coffey, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall.
Time for Coffee Country, thanks to Country Racing Victoria and the Ultima Hotel, the best pub in the game, especially in the Mallee. And Harry Coffey joins us. Hello to you, Harry.
Gareth, Maggie, how are we?
Maggie, hello to you.
G'day, Gareth and Harry. How are you going?
Now, I'm doing Harry's hero this weekend, and Harry, you're our hero. After what you did there at Great Western during the week.
Riding the card.
Yep, riding the card. You did extremely well. Is that the first time you've ever done that?
I've done it at Warrnambool one day, actually. We ran the first race and I won it, and then we called him off.
Maggie, did you listen to Harry on Monday? I think he was with Michael Felgate for Racing Pulse, and the way that he was describing how everybody was in the mounting yard, and they couldn't move from the mounting yard because the fire was out of control in the car park, and everyone was just standing there, and they could hear the cars going off like they were bombs going off. It must have been, I don't know how you would describe being there, Harry.
It was just scary? Unusual. It wasn't so much scary because everyone was pretty calm and relaxed. It wasn't like people were running around like headless chooks. I think if there was like a sense of panic going on, then maybe it would have been scary. It was just really unusual because, you know, it was sort of an interesting thing to be involved in, but you also had to sort of have a fair bit of sympathy because somebody was losing their car. And
Yeah,
you can just say, oh, it's just a car, but if your car was burning up in flames, you'd be pretty flat on it. So it was sort of, it was a bit, just very weird.
And Maggie, with the club, because you got a feel for the club as well, this is their only meeting for the year. There's a lot of people that put in a lot of hard work to get this meeting up and about each and every year to make it a success. And for that to happen, it must be heartbreaking for everybody involved.
Yeah, and we spoke about, I guess, the work that goes into those once-a-year meetings last week. And it takes – the club are just sad. I guess that's a good description. And Harry, you spoke about, you know, although everyone's safe, it's sad what happened and for the people that were definitely affected. But it's good. I think the club are appreciative of how everyone did react in that calm manner, and they were able to, I guess, deal with it. And it is what it is, and it's happened, and happy everyone's safe. And I guess, Harry, you probably went into a bit of a just had to do what you had to do, especially with moving the horses. I guess if you said there was a sense of calmness, that's just what had to be done and was done pretty swiftly by the sound of it.
Yeah, I was out talking. I went out to see Matt Pumper, who's a mate of mine, and he was out the back. I also went to have a bit of a sticky beak. I've never seen cars blowing up before. It was sort of walked out and had a look, and I thought, oh, that doesn't look as controlled as what people might have thought. And then while I was thinking that, a steward yelled out that the fire had moved to the middle of the track. Then a couple of trainers started yelling out, well, are we off? Are we going? And then, they just started saying, call them off, load the floats. But the vet and stewards were all saying, stay calm, there's no rush. And I sort of thought, oh, this could all be sort of bottleneck, just every truck trying to get out the same gate at the same time. But they all sort of dispatched pretty orderly, and they did a good job. It was sort of like everyone sort of knew what they had to do and just kept it calm. And now they did well, but it may have been a different scenario if the conditions were different and there was wind coming towards the horses. People might have panicked more, but what did happen was, it was good to see, and it's good to see people all help each other and act the way they did.
So how long did you have, Harry, to get the horses on the truck?
They could have still been standing there now.
Yeah, okay.
They'd be thirsty, but yeah. The fire was 100 metres away from the horses, and there was fire trucks and firefighters between horses and the truck car park.
Yeah,
they were monitoring it and keeping it as under control as they could. But it's the fact that the fire could then travel through the air, where the spot fire started in the middle of the track would have been 400 metres from the car park.
Okay. This is Coffee Country on this Thursday, thanks to Country Racer Victoria and the number one pub in at the Mallee, the Ultima Hotel. Shane Bennett and the team doing a wonderful job there. Harry Coffey, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall. And Harry, you were just explaining. So there was no real urgency. There was urgency, but it wasn't panic station, so you didn't have to get the horses on the trucks or the floats within 10 minutes or so.
No. And it wasn't like there was smoke, taking over and you could hardly see. It wasn't like the TV ads that you see on TV or anything. It was all very calm and orderly. But when the fire started in the middle of the track, which would be 400 metres away, that just confirmed that even on a calm day, fire can do anything. And then that's why the horses were loaded up, because who's to say a fire couldn't have started 100 metres away from the original one, which was near the horses. So they loaded them up, the conditions were calm, and the trucks left. And it was probably the most important thing was to get the horses off first, and everybody did their best to do that. So they did well, the club did well, but more importantly, I thought the participants handled themselves extremely well.
Now, Maggie, is there a chance that we get to see the Great Western Cup run this year, or is it a little bit too difficult to reorganise a day like that?
No, it won't be run this year. There's no rescheduling of the actual cup meeting, and that's the committee's decision and supported by CRV and RV, because we mentioned it's a big day for the community and it's pretty hard to put something like that on again, and they're feeling pretty deflated, but they're looking forward to next year, so hopefully they can get a bit of better weather for them this year and no fires. But, yeah, no rescheduling this year.
Did we work out how it started?
Investigations are still going on. There's something led to do with a exhaust pipe. So, yeah, all still ongoing at this stage.
Now, so that was the unfortunate incident on Sunday. And those pictures, Maggie, what was your first reaction when were you at Balnarring?
No, I was actually at home that day.
Okay.
And my phone started blowing up, and I managed to get onto my boss, Darren Galley, who was there, and I'm getting a bit of an eyewitness report from it. But, yeah, no, I was a bit like everyone else watching it on TV.
Now, the rapid racing with the country jocks, we went down, unfortunately. I was a country boy, so I was barracking for the country team. And it was hard to watch when the captains from Country Victoria, I'll just say he's from Kerrang, John McNeil, Harry. What's the best way do you think rapid racing could work? I'll start with you, Harry. Do you think it's the country city setup, or do you think it's maybe the Victorian jockeys taking on the interstate jockeys that compete in Victoria now? How would you do it?
I think we still need Victorian-based jockeys to do it, to give our fellas an incentive. I think it's good for that. And you've seen a lot of people at Flemington riding there with full books that, sometimes wouldn't get more than two or three rides. So I think that's great to give people opportunities. And at the end of the day, I don't really think people, they care about what they're punting on in regards to a country or a metro team. I think they're just happy to punt, especially if it's in the Flemington Strait. But I think what would be cool is if you had an opportunity to somehow create a rivalry. Now, with rivalry, why that happens is people regularly compete against each other, where the current format is you're not going to have regular rivalries, because the premierships can change every year on who's on what team. So I think a state of origin sort of thing could be set up, or, in my opinion, similar to the EJ Witten game in the AFL, you have an all-star team versus a Victorian team, and the all-star team would represent the interstate / international riders. You've got our riders in Victoria now who have been based here for a long time. There's a lot of them that are from other parts of the world. For example, John Allen, Michael D, Ollie Zara and Lane are from Perth.
Jamie Carr.
Jamie's from South Australia. We currently have just had Blake McDougall join our ranks from New South. Our leading apprentice, Josh Richards, is from New South. And then they would verse a Victorian-based
100%.
Team, which would be Jai McNeil, Brett Preble, Maddie Cartwright,
Harry
sorry
Coffey.
If I've missed any mates. But you would still work off the premiership table. You would just go on where they originally originated from. And I think that would create greater rivalry because you would be representing where you were from rather than whether you're a metro or country premiership standing top seven person.
And I think the Vic side could still have maybe a couple of country Victorian jockeys in it as well that have been competing in the country, Maggie. But then you would have the rest as the metro jockeys. And I think that would add a lot more theatre where you would have, all right, then would like to rub it into Laney in that and Ollie and those West Australians and Jamie Carr and, as you just pointed out, the Kiwis and the Irishman and Johnny Allen and the Vics to have bragging rights, Maggie, against the interstate jockeys. I think that would set up for great banter.
Yeah, well, I was on course on Friday and I can't say anyone was really getting into country metro. I did give it to Jai as he was leaving the course, but I don't mind that idea. And I think we all know we're pretty proud of where we come from and pretty patriarchal in that kind of way. So, I don't mind it. It'd be fun. It just depends, I guess, what the aim of the race day is. Do you want to get people on course engaged or is it about engaging different people in the sport? I think what other elite sports do really well is access to their athletes and the stars of the sport. And I think racing jockeys and trainers are one of the most accessible people or elite athletes. And you kind of forget how elite you are, you know?
Yeah.
Don't know whether you mic them up or get them engaged and it does get that banter going. But we've got to promote these guys because they're the legends of our sport and everyone should know that, I guess.
All right then, Harry, you're the executive producer, all right, the EP, and you're working with the jockeys. You want to make it reality TV to bring a new audience or make the coverage a little bit different. What would you do and what do you think the jockeys would be happy to do?
I don't see why on a day like rapid racing a camera couldn't be on the in the jockeys room. Yep. Listening into the banter.
Yep.
Now, we are very colourful characters anyway, let alone when there's a thing like rapid racing going on. So there would be a bit of banter, and you don't have to have a camera in there all day. There can be warning. Boys, we're coming in with the camera. We've got a 5-minute slot on racing.com that we've got nothing to do. We need some space filled.
Yeah.
And there could be a little bit of fun. Now, you don't have to act, but you could just show normally what's going on in the jockey's room, and people would start to not just care about the punt, but have more of an understanding on what goes on behind the scenes on a race day. And rapid racing would be a perfect time for that. Now, if you went in on a Group 1 day when Willow just held Ollie in on the fence for 3 furlongs and didn't let him out,
that would be great TV.
It would be great TV, but it can get a little bit steamy in there sometimes. So the boys probably wouldn't accept the camera in there. But, I think rapid racing is a bit more of a relaxed scene. If you want it to thrive, obviously you need to throw more money at it, involve more fundraising and have the jockeys wanting to win for a certain reason, other than just bragging rights. But at the moment, it's not a bad little thing to do. They're trying it. People are talking about it, which is probably what they're wanting, to create interest. But if it's going to continue long term, it probably needs some sort of bit more rivalry so that the participants are more engaged and probably a little bit more money and more of an incentive for people to watch. They need to be involved. They need to have, be able to pick which team they think is going to win on a points basis and maybe like that pick seven thing that they do. And just have people wanting it to happen rather than go, oh, yeah, we'll watch the races down the straight and not know why the jockeys are wearing different coloured pants.
No, I agree. And I think there's a role for you, Harry, on and off the track. If you're competing, we could send you in with the camera and the roving microphone and you could do some interviews in the jockeys' room just to stir the pot a little bit. Now, Hanging Rock, it was odds on that the Kangaroos would delay some part of the meeting and we had to wait a little while, Maggie.
Yeah, they waited till at least the last race and we already had the cup ran and won. But at least we got the whole meeting through. So they seem to be a bit of a nuisance. And, yeah, I wouldn't mention the kangaroos to the track manager. But no. They had a great day there, and it was good to see Will Gordon continue his awesome form, taking out the cup for David Brightoak aboard Strategic Phil, carrying those Aussie flags, silks to victory, which you've done before too, Harry.
Yes, that's right. I've won a few in the won a few races in the Aussie Kellers plus Hanging Rock Cup, so very similar circumstances. Although I think Strategic Phil, if he lined up against Voyand, and he might give him Winburn, he's not a bad horse, Strategic Phil. So the Brightoak team's going very well at the moment, and I thought the support of the Hanging Rock card from all trainers from all over the premiership standing was terrific. And I don't know if anyone's seen the vision or not, but the kangaroo diving into the dam and having a swim after a long trace was outstanding.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights, no doubt about that. And you're at Balnarring yesterday, Maggie. Was that right?
Yeah, well, I was going to say it's not too dissimilar after me heading to the races at Balnarring then going to the beach, but I think the kangaroo is a bit more agile than me. But, yeah, I was at Balnarring. It was a great day. There was a few thousand people there, probably less than normal, but that might be due to the heat. But it was a pretty good day. And also, I guess they call the Balnarring Cup the Melbourne Cup of the picnics. And Marie-Melody Pomeroy, a French jockey, got it. So the Aussie jockeys that have been riding for a while were probably a bit annoyed, but she was so happy, and it was great to see her take out the cup on See It All. And she basically made the winning ride. She jumped out of the barriers, went to the front, and it was all over. Only a late dash by Tycoon. So that was a great day at Balnarring, and everyone was just so happy.
And Matty Cartwright's flying at the moment too, Harry. He's just he's riding winners for fun. And I was just reading that young Campbell Ruella's heading to South Australia for some more opportunities.
Yeah, he was originally going to Perth, but as you know, you can't get it to Perth, even if you're in love, Gareth. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard, eh?
But Cam's, he's going to head to SA. I think that's not a bad move. You see a lot of Victorian riders move to South Australia and go extremely well. It's more of a relaxed environment, less workload, which I think will help Campbell's weight. He'll be only able to ride 2 or 3 days a week rather than be wasting all the time. And I hope he goes really well. He wears his heart on his sleeve. Cam, he cares a lot about the game, and I think that will show in his riding over there, and hopefully he can get a roll on and chew through that claim and get some reward.
And, Harry, another person that's flying is Tom Dabernick. He's 6 out of 10 for the year, so you can't do too much better than that since he's moved down to Warrnambool. And you tipped us into that winner last week, which at Woodford Cup Day, at Port Ferry Cup Day, so he's flying too.
He is flying. The Warrnambool Waters are doing wonders for Tom, and I was just saying to Dad yesterday about Tom. Used to, when you ride for Lindsay Park, he used to have the suit on at all city meetings, and now it every time you see him, he's got a working shirt on and a work set of boots. So he's a lot more hands-on, and I think that's what the move down to Warrnambool and downsizing was about. He wanted to be more hands-on with his horses and have a more family-orientated business, and you can definitely see that, especially when you ride for him. He had his wife and kids there the other day when I rode a winner for him, and they're having a great time and getting results. So couldn't be happier for Tom and his family.
Who's in your Hall of Fame, Maggie?
Well, I reckon it was the Balnarring crowd. They were just having fun. I don't know whether you've ever been down there, but you just park amongst the trees. Everyone was having an awesome time. We're talking about how do you get people back to the races. There was thousands at Balnarring, and I took my housemate Jess, and she said, "I didn't know the races were like this. Yeah. I want to go again." So I think it was just a great vibe.
Yeah, the picnics do that. You're sounding like Matty Stewart there, but you're right, 100%. The picnics do that. They're a great advertisement for racing. Harry, who's your hero?
Well, last week we had to do a summer hero, and I took the piss out of you up at the Magic Million. Yes. But that was fair enough. Yeah. But after yesterday, and I'm changing it to also his extended summer's been amazing. Damien Thornton's ride yesterday in the John Dillon on the Freedman horse, that was a brilliant front-running ride.
Yeah.
Controlled the race, kicked away at the right time in a race that it looked like there was going to be a lot of speed. and it made it really difficult for Lighthouse to wheel him in. That was a brilliant ride yesterday around Caulfield on a firm track. But his summer of riding has been incredible. Since he won the 1,000 guineas for horses, he has been riding with super confidence, and it's showing, and he's just stacking up winners. So my Hall of Fame is Darryl Thornton.
Do you still pick on him in the jockey's room, Harry?
As I said, if you put a camera on some of them more relaxed days, there's a fair bit of banter and picking on going on for everyone. But he's harder to get now that he's riding all the winners. He's got you where he wants you.
Hey, have you got a winner for us, Harry?
I'll probably get a winner at Hamilton or Donald's in the next few days, but I haven't had a good look, so I'm not going to wreck my strike rate.
All right, then you let me know once you've done the form. And, of course, Harry's brought to you by the Ultima Hotel, the number one pub in the Mallee. And, Harry, they tell me your old man Osty was there during the week, so I'm looking forward to getting there. Shane Bennett's about to join us, but we're planning our Calcutta for the Swan Hill Cup on the Thursday. Is that right, Maggie? Would the field be? Yeah, Thursday or the Friday. We'll pick a day.
Well, the field will be out the Thursday, but, yeah, talk about how you get people to racing. I'll just take Coffrey Country on the road and get a few people to the Ultima Hotel.
Yeah, we'll get the bus going and away we go. Good on you, Maggie and Harry, your stars, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, Harry.